You will notice that eurythmy exercises are often named after letters of the alphabet. In this video, I explain why. The letters of the alphabet represent four systems in the organism. In each of our cells, in every process in our bodies, something like a stretching, a rounding, a contracting, a shifting, a rolling, an arriving, an airing, a densifying, or interpenetration takes place. In these movements, different systems of force are at work to direct our life processes and retain our organism's health. These force systems are also used for speech. The sounds of speech are not arbitrary. They are based on the systems of forces working within us. Each of these systems has a different dynamic and consequently produces a different sound. On the basis of this, humanity could develop speech in the course of time, allowing the expression of emotional content, for instance, you dumbo, to become differentiated in thoughts and concepts. In eurythmy, we are interested in these processes and forces which are active in our bodies and which form the basis of our possibilities of movement and expression. Coming to expression singly as the sounds of the alphabet in speech, we can use them as the means for engaging with our inner forces. Getting in touch with them through our body's sensing and allowing them to become visible through movement, we become unified with these forces. They strengthen and enliven us in our bearing, movement, and presence. In vowels, the peaceful stream of air determines the vibration of the vocal cords, and the tension determines the pitch. For it to become A, E, I, or O depends on the form and tension of the mouth, the throat, and the whole body. In E, the stretching principle dominates. In O, the rounding. In A, the right and left. And in U, contraction. A needs an opening gesture in the throat. Withdrawing the opening gesture of A and contracting to U produces AU. In the consonants, we don't have this peaceful stream of breath where the sound is determined by the tension of the body and mouth. In the consonants, the streaming air is stopped, formed, or accelerated. For instance, in the mouth, when the lips are closed, B becomes about when the compressed air is released, or the tongue, an S when it forms the air. The power of the chest creates H, an H when the accelerated air leaves the body. These forces which organize our life processes and live in speech should not be imagined in a mechanical manner. They are organized in a highly differentiated and interconnected manner. In our profession, we call these forces the ether body. In the body, these forces always work together. If not, rhythmic irregularities or other illnesses result. In speech, these forces work singularly and appear as the sounds. There we can experience them directly. Why does it have such a positive effect on us when we engage ourselves with these forces in eurythmy? We get to know unconscious resources and learn to activate them. We are strengthened by this. On the other hand, it is also good for these forces to be noticed by us. They start to blossom, supplying us with new energy and health. In E, we sense how we can ground ourselves and how this supports our uprightness and how this helps us as individual human beings in the dynamic tension between heaven and earth to follow our paths self-confidently. In eurythmic walking or in the simple activity of streaming up and down, we don't experience the forces of the single sounds, but rather their subtle interrelationship. You will notice that this also has a strengthening effect on your state of well-being. I promise you, through eurythmy, you will learn to feel and value yourself in a new way.